Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you travel the roads of Marion County? If so, your input is needed. Let's go in-depth with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian. Tyler, what's the Knoxville Area Transportation Location Study?
So this study is a continuation of a previous study which was done to kind of find an area within the northeast part of Marion County that would be the most conducive to provide a reliable long-term transportation corridor for both commuters and for freight traffic between Knoxville and Pella.
Okay, between Knoxville and Pella, whenever I think about going from Knoxville to Pella, I'll just always go G28 or down across the dam and down to T15. And those are pretty much my options, right? I guess I can go some back roads.
T17 would be another option.
T17.
Highway 92 via T17 is used by some.
Sure.
So the first phase of the study looked at kind of the whole northeast part of Marion County, considering Highway 14, G28, like you said, T15, T17. And what is the most reliable long-term solution for the problem we have now, which is an increasing volume of traffic, which creates congestion issues, percent time spent following is increasing every day. And there's a lot of safety issues. So percent time spent following means there may be heavy truck traffic or just people unfamiliar with the road because we have a lot of recreation around this area. And when people spend a larger amount of time behind a slower vehicle, then they take risks, which makes the roadway unsafe. And so we're just looking at geographically what part of the area between Knoxville and Pella could provide the best alignment for a corridor, either an improved corridor using existing right-of-way, or there is a possibility of purchasing new right-of-way to create a better corridor to enhance safety, enhance travel speeds, and freight movement.
A.B. Davis, former county engineer, he told me once there was thoughts of doing a south perimeter road, sort of like G28 out there closer to the lake. Is that what you're talking about, or is that impossible now?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what we're looking at, but the environmental constraints of doing a south perimeter road are very prevalent there, so those environmental constraints are pushing us further to the south. The first phase of the study, which was called the feasibility study, it basically ruled a south perimeter road out because there's too much floodplain type area. It would be very, very costly to do that because there's a lot of tributaries, larger tributaries that extend south from Lake Red Rock versus the north half, which has a lot of smaller tributaries, which you could jump across easily with a road.
So if you're going to Knoxville, or if you're going to Knoxville to Pella, or Pella to Knoxville, either way, it's not a straight shot any way you go. I mean, there's ups and downs and tight curves everywhere. Are you thinking about straightening some of those out, widening it? What are you thinking?
So that's what this study will produce in the end, is a few alternatives to move forward with. So we're going to look at 5, 6, 7 different alternative alignments as part of this study and narrow it down to 2 or 3. Because we have a lot of curves, both horizontal and vertical, so a lot of hills and valleys, and then a lot of horizontal curves that slow people down and provide safety issues. So the reason we can't get down to one preferred corridor is because we can't pick a preferred corridor without having done environmental impact studies. And the reason we cannot do an environmental impact study is because we're not within 2 years of construction. This is a long-term planning study, so we're just trying to narrow it down to a couple of alternatives and possibilities to move this project forward into the future. We definitely are looking at, kind of that 15 to 40 year project life You know, we have no idea how long it would take if we do need additional right-of-way. If we need to buy, either widen the right-of-way that's there or buy a completely new right-of-way for a new road alignment, you know, that stuff takes a lot of time, a lot of public involvement. And so we know this is just some long-term planning to try to find the best route. And maybe along the way we can find that there's areas that we can improve upon the existing road system. For example, you know, if there's a portion of T-15 right-of-way or road now that is a part of two or three or all, you know, all the alternatives that we look at, then we can say, what can we do in that road segment now to improve capacity, increase speed, and provide a safer route between the two communities of Knoxville and Pella.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian. And you've already had one meeting where you talked to folks about this, is that right?
Yeah, so there wasn't a whole lot for people to look at that meeting other than the study area itself. So the purpose of that meeting was to just gather input. You know, here's the corridor that we're, here's the whole project area. What in there stands out to you as maybe a showstopper or, you know, a reason a road shouldn't go here, shouldn't go there, or problems you are aware of with the existing road system. So it was just an information gathering to see what we, as the government entities of Pella, Knoxville, and Marion County, what we don't see and our consultant can't see either in an aerial image or in a database. So this is trying to get a feel from the people what their thoughts are through this corridor.
And you've got a meeting coming up in May. You haven't quite set it, you know, in stone yet where and when it's going to be. But until then, we could be making comments on the website. You want us to go to a website?
Yes. So there's a website. It's www.knoxvillepellalocationstudy.com. It's all one word. And on that website, there'll be a map showing the study area in which you can just point and click and add a comment. So if you have a farm or if you have a problem area on a road that you want addressed as part of the study and just either give your opinion or even give your, if you like the project or dislike the project or if you'd like to see something different in a curve or at an intersection, just point and click and leave your comment there. That'll be part of us just gathering information from the public. And then once we get further into this study, we will have alternative alignments to show on that map as well, and then gain feedback before, during, and after the next public meeting in May as well.
Okay.
Via this website.
Okay, so like somebody that's a landowner in the area might see something that the rest of us don't. Oh, people go by too fast here. This corner's too sharp, and we might not notice it, and they will see it. They've seen 20 wrecks, over the last 2 years.
Yes, that's a very good example. Or another one we heard in our public meeting was, you know, this one stretch between X and Y intersection has a narrow shoulder, and we're not able to get our farm equipment through there, you know, down the highway without getting into oncoming traffic. So those types of comments are great feedback for us.
Yeah, because unless you drive farm equipment through there, you're not going to know that.
Right, yep.
Okay, so you're opening the door for all of us that travel these roads regularly to provide comment.
Yes. So that's a great point. You know, everyone who travels the road, you don't have to particularly live in the study area to provide your input. If you're a commuter from the Melcher Dallas or Sheraton area that drives through this area on your way to Pella, we're looking for everyone's input.
And I'm looking at your map a little more detailed. You're not really talking about G28. I thought originally you might, because sometimes I just take that route because it's so pretty. You're not talking about that.
I do that as well, but no, we're not talking about G28. That was ruled out in basically phase one or in the feasibility study. So anything along Highway 14 and then north of the lake was ruled out as was an alignment that included Highway 92 over to the Harvey area or to the Marion-Mahaska County line and straight north from Highway 92. Those were ruled out during the feasibility study because of something called out-of-distance travel. So we were getting too far away from the population base, you know, because there's a lot of population, rural residential between Knoxville and Pella. And also the out-of-distance travel for the people living and working in those communities of Knoxville and Pella, you know, they don't want to drive an extra few miles or add any time to their commute. So that those are the reasons those alternatives were ruled out right away.
Well, one of the things I noticed driving, the sharp corners there, Whitlatch, Wilcox, those things are...
Chrisman.
Chrisman, mm-hmm. I mean. And those things are, they're really pretty sharp, and there's been a lot of accidents there.
There has, and that's one of the factors or one of the goals of the study is to look at ways to either improve upon the existing alignment or provide a new alignment to reduce or eliminate those tight curves, because we do have a high number of crashes at those curves, which most of those curves have intersections associated with them, which kind of doubles the number of accidents that you would have and increases the number of conflict points. But also, you know, we have advisory speeds on those curves. So it's not a speed limit, but we'd like to get away from advisory speeds, because then people don't have to think about the safety or their travel speed as they enter the curve. If we can maintain a consistent speed throughout the entire corridor, that reduces the time spent traveling, reduces their commute time, reduces frustration, and increases safety.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian. Yeah, picking up and gaining speed, losing it. I guess I hadn't thought about it, but you probably pick up speed and then slow down four or five times on that route.
Correct. Okay. Yep. Yeah, and we've kind of mainly been hitting on points, issues related to the T15 corridor, but along T17, particularly the elevator road segment, the 2 miles directly south of Pella, the vertical alignment there is problematic because we have such steep hills and curves. You know, those hills are 7 to 10% grades, which now we wouldn't design a road with anything greater than a 6% grade, because straight trucks and semi traffic, you know, they're not able to maintain highway speeds on those types of grades, especially in those short distances like we have. And so that becomes problematic and reduces the capacity of that road. When we have upwards of 4,000 vehicles a day intermingled with truck traffic, we really have an inefficient road as far as getting people from point A to point B.
Well, and so it depends on what side of Pella I'm going to or coming from, whether I take T17 or T15 too.
Right. T15 was kind of looked at in the first phase of the study, you know, crossing Red Rock Dam and entering on the west side of Pella via Idaho Drive or G28 and Washington Street. But due to the high density residential and future land use planning from the city of Pella in those areas, we looked at moving more to the south and eastern parts of Pella for a connection for this corridor, because that's where the industry and a lot of the commuter and freight traffic, that's their end destination. And it also would provide the possible connection to the I-80 corridor, which was studied previous to this project, which resulted from Pella and Knoxville and other surrounding communities wanting a maybe more sustainable connection to I-80 from the Marion County and southern regions of Marion County to I-80. So that would be from Adams Avenue and Highway 163 interchange on the southeast side of Pella northward through Jasper County. And that project was studied through this location study phase as well. So they have a few alignments there. So we wanted to provide the opportunity through this study to make a connection to that as well.
Now, I'm guessing that there's nothing that you can do about the increase of traffic during shift change. I mean, you just can't anticipate for that, can
well,
you?
Well, that one of the things is we could possibly give them another alternative to relieve one elevator road, for example. If we could have another alternative connection to the south side of Pella, that could possibly relieve some of the traffic on elevator road and provide potential for development on the east side of Pella. And so in the future, if the east side of Pella was developed, elevator road wouldn't be taking the entire burden. It could be divided over two. So it would relieve the traffic issues we have now, but possibly into the future as well. It could create a sustainable alternative.
Okay, and so you want people to give feedback. They can do it at the meetings. Then there's also, as we said, the opportunity on the website. What's that website address again?
It's www.knoxvillepellalocationstudy.com.
Okay, and so we can probably Google some combination of that and find out about
it. Yes.
All right, and so if we care about the future, want to have input, this is our chance.
This is the chance, and you can provide input at any time or look for future information on our next public meeting in May.
Thanks to Tyler Christian for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.